Thank you, Joseph. We love you. What a joy it is to be in your presence, brethren, as you are gathered across this world. I'm reminded of the words of the hymn, "Behold, a royal army, with banner, sword, and shield, is marching forth to conquer on life's great battlefield." Indeed, you are a royal army of God, faithful and true. Tonight, I wish to speak to the youngest members of this royal army, the Aaronic priesthood. Deacons, teachers, and priests venturing forth upon the battlefield of life. Although you do not remember it, you enlisted in this cause with a single decision made long ago in our premortal existence. There in the grand council in heaven, you decided to obey the will of your heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Remember this, you are a son of God who decided to follow the Savior when it mattered most, and that makes you a great man indeed. Because of that divine decision, which determined your eternal progression, you received a physical body, gained the agency to choose good over evil, and now growing and preparing to take upon yourselves the attributes of our Savior. You've been baptized and have received the Holy Ghost. You are learning who you are, why you are here, and where you are going. Now you've received the Aaronic priesthood. The Aaronic priesthood is a preparatory priesthood given for this preparatory time in your life. How you bear that priesthood now will prepare you to make the most important decisions in the future. These decisions include receiving the Melchizedek priesthood, going to the temple, serving a mission, getting an education, selecting an occupation, and choosing a companion and being sealed for time and for all eternity in the holy temple. This is a time and season for all of our decisions. Make sure you make decisions in the proper time and season. All of these life-altering decisions will be made in very busy, relatively short period during your 20s, during what I call the decade of decision. While training to be a jet fighter pilot, I prepared to make such vital decisions in a flight simulator. For example, I practiced deciding when to bail out of an airplane if the fire warning light came on and I began to spin out of control. I remember one dear friend who didn't make these preparations. He would find a way out of simulator training and then go to play golf or swim. He never learned his emergency procedures. A few months later, fire erupted in his plane. It spun toward the ground in flames. Noting the fire warning light, his younger companion, having decided in a preconditioned response when he would bail out of an airplane, he parachuted to safety. But my friend, who had not prepared to make that decision, stayed with the plane and died in the crash. In the decade ahead, your time for preparation will be limited. As Aaronic priesthood bearers, it is important that you prepare now. You must develop your own preconditioned responses for the important decisions you will make in the next decade of your life. You must know what to do and when to do it when each decision presents itself. Remember that making no decision at all could be just as deadly as making the wrong decision. Many of the decisions you make or don't make will have eternal consequences. Now is the time to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, which means accepting his invitation to come, follow me. This is the decision we made in our premortal lives. Now we must make it again here in mortality, every day, in every situation, by taking the Savior's name upon us, remembering his atoning sacrifice, and keeping his commandments. This we covenanted to do when we were baptized. and we have the opportunity to renew those covenants each week as we partake of the sacrament. Now is the time to organize and prepare ourselves to have the Holy Ghost as our constant companion. This means doing what your parents and leaders have taught you to do. Study the scriptures. Pray morning and night. Keep a neat and well-groomed appearance. Follow a schedule set and achieve goals. Be honest in your dealings. Keep commitments and be worthy of the priesthood you bear. Always, always live the standards revealed by the prophets in the booklet for the strength of youth. Now is the time to decide who your friends are and to become worthy of the righteous eternal companion. It is very simple, brethren. As my mother taught me, birds of a feather flock together. Your peer group can inspire you to do great things or tempt you into strange and miserable paths. True friends make it easier to live the gospel. They never make it us choose between their ways and the Lord's ways. They help us be the kind of a person that attracts other true friends, and they help us become the kind of a person to be a righteous companion that we will choose and be with forever. If you want those kinds of friends, ask yourself, am I that kind of friend to others? Am I the kind of person I want my eternal companion to be? Now is the time to prepare for your mission. Depending upon your individual circumstance, you may be able to serve a full-time mission and a proselyting mission. While this is important, remember that even more important is going to the temple on the way to your mission. A mission is a priceless opportunity to keep temple covenants by living the law of consecration, giving all of your time, gifts, and talents to the Lord, and serving Him with all of your heart, might, mind, and strength. I have always felt that the 2 years you serve will be a tithing of the time of your first 20 years of your life. But even if you are not able to serve a full-time mission, you can prepare for one day in the future, when the time is right, to go to the temple to make sacred covenants so that you can receive your eternal blessings. Now is the time to prepare for training, education, and an occupation. As young men of the Aaronic priesthood, you are in the internship of life. Your diligence in school now will qualify you to keep President Hinckley's counsel in the future to get all of the education you can. Decide now to do your best in school and at work. Then, when opportunities knock, you will be ready to open the door and take advantage of them. You should all remember, to every man is given a gift. Develop your gifts and talents, young men. Prayerfully select the classes and training programs and jobs that will prepare you for greater opportunities and more responsibility in the future. Now is the time to obey. In the premortal existence, ours was not a selective obedience. We did not pick and choose which part of the eternal plan we were going to follow. I learned that lesson on our first night flying solo in pilot training, when all of us were given the instruction, don't fly acrobatic patterns at night. You are beginning pilots without instrument flight training. Sometime later, an otherwise good pilot and a great friend chose to disobey that commandment. As he flew loops and barrel rolls through the night sky over Texas, he looked through the cockpit canopy and thought he saw the stars above him, but he was really seeing the lights of the oil rigs below. He was experiencing vertigo. The G-forces on his plane made it seem like he was right side up, yet he was upside down. As he pulled on the stick to climb higher into the night sky, he dove towards the earth and crashed into the twinkling lights of the oil field below. When flying an airplane, if you change your position by just 1 degree at a time, your inner ear cannot detect the change. Brethren, young and old, when we practice selective obedience, we change our position relative to the Lord, and usually by only 1 degree at a time. As the deceptive forces of the adversary work on us, we cannot detect them, and we experience spiritual vertigo. While it may seem like we are going in a safe direction, we're in fact headed for disaster. In the pre-existence, our decision to follow the Lord was all or nothing. Following that pattern in life through our mortal probation will get each of us back to our Heavenly Father. Now is the time to use our time properly. This life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. I testify that your time on earth will be sufficient if you learn to use it wisely in your youth. Oh, remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Now is the time to safely guard your birthright. Nearing the end of his life, the Old Testament prophet Jacob gave a father's blessing to each of his sons. Reuben was the firstborn and had the birthright, special blessings intended just for him. But his father, in his blessing, said, "Thou art as an unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel." Think for a moment about what the phrase "unstable as water" means. When water gets hot, it evaporates. When it gets cold, it freezes. When it's unchanneled, it causes erosion and destroys whatever it's in its path. As bearers of the Aaronic priesthood, you too have a birthright. I challenge you to be obedient and strong. I challenge you not to let the resolve dribble out and your commitment to follow the Savior evaporate. Be firm as a rock in living the gospel. None of us knows all of the blessings that await us. The only way we lose those blessings is to give them up through disobedience. Don't give up your eternal heritage for the things of this world. Let us be obedient and prepare now to honor, protect, and receive our glorious birthright. Young men, you're the vital strength of the Lord's army, the stripling warriors of these latter days. Whatsoever you sow, that ye shall reap. Contemplating the glorious harvest ahead, I invite you to make decisions during the coming decade. The law of the harvest offers a pattern for making decisions. Prepare the soil through prayer, knowing that you're a son of God. Plant the seeds by counseling with those who will give sound advice. Then seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Let the seeds of inspiration grow. The budding ideas need tending. They need time to mature. The light of inspiration will bring the spiritual harvest, which will come when you will ask your Heavenly Father in prayer. If we have made the correct decision, as we follow that light, the darkness will vanish and the light will grow brighter and brighter until a perfect day, that day when we are in the presence of our Father in heaven. Finally, be there. Each of us was there in the council of heaven to choose the great plan of happiness we now enjoy. Young men, when we have made a commitment to yourself, your family, your bishop, your employer, be there. When it's time to be in church, at mutual, or fulfilling a priesthood assignment, be there. When it's time to graduate from school or training programs, be there. When it's time to serve a mission, be there. When the young woman you love most kneels at the altar of God's in the holy temple, be there, and not as a witness. When your father is gathered in the celestial kingdom, be there. When your family is in the celestial kingdom, be there. When the Savior waits to greet you returning with honor from your life on this earth, and your heavenly Father wants to encircle you about in his arms of love, be there. after the decade of decision. Go onward and upward. Rise up, O ye men of God. Be faithful. Be true. Let us be worthy and rise up to be worthy of the worthy daughters of God who will be by our side throughout this eternity, that we may honor them on how we honor the Lord. I testify that your Heavenly Father knows you are here tonight. You are part of his mighty royal army, whose ranks are filled with soldiers, united, bold, and strong, who follow their commander and sing this joyful song. Victory, victory, through him that redeemed us. Victory, victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is there. He wants us to be with him. He leads us, and our victory is in him. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.